Our sustaining member question of the week comes from Jenna. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. Thank you so much for the podcast. I love hearing your advice on different issues every week. I live in a city and often get around on foot. On my commute to, and especially from work, I typically encounter people on sidewalks and walkways who are canvassing for charities, politics, petitions, and the like. I've tried avoiding them by walking on the other side of the street or giving a wide berth, but sometimes this is not possible. I've tried to be polite and wish them a good day and tell them I'm not interested in speaking to them, but this is almost always seen as an invitation for further discussion instead of being respectful at face value. I've tried keeping my head down and walking by, but I find this is often met with said canvassers commenting on my rudeness for not engaging with them. I appreciate the work they are doing, and often these people are involved in issues that I do care about or charities that I already donate to. But I just have absolutely no interest in engaging in this setting. What is the best way to handle this type of situation? Thanks, Jenna. Great question.
Great question.
I know.
Because oftentimes the most effective thing is the thing that's not necessarily the most polite.
Yeah.
Just refusing to engage. Don't make eye contact. Keep your head down. Look away. And not only is that dehumanizing to that person, it feels dehumanizing yourself.
Yes.
To not engage the people around you, to not look up, look people in the eye. I understand this internal conflict.
And at the same time, it's like we're going about our days. No, this isn't something we want to be engaging with. And if you do stop and smile politely, engage everyone who tries to talk to you on the street, you're never going to get to and from work.
You've got to be able to regulate the degree to which you make yourself available.
Yeah. All the things that Jenna is doing are the things that we recommend. Either just saying, a polite smile and keep walking. Not today, thank you. Or I already donate to that charity, but thank you. Hope more people sign up and just keep walking. That it feels rude, but the reality is you do need to just keep going if you're not going to engage. And this person's job is to try to get you to engage. And some people are more forceful. Some people will some people try to use the rudeness they think you're showing if you're not engaging at all to try to suck you in. Others are just frustrated that they've had so many people not engage that they've hit their tolerance level. And now they're willing to tell you that you're just being rude. And you don't know what moment or what personality you're meeting when you're walking by one particular canvasser. And so just be prepared that their reaction could be any of the above, and that you feel confident in the one that you're giving. I personally always give a smile and a no thank you, not today, and I walk on. And that's it. And I feel comfortable doing that. And if someone else wants to call me rude for that, then they can do that. I just will live with it.
You've acknowledged them. You've used the polite language. You've acknowledged their presence there. I really like the particular body language that I've heard you key on a couple of times here, which is that you keep walking.
Yeah.
I think that's almost more effective than what exactly do you say? Where exactly do you look? If you keep moving, that's a very clear physical signal that you're not stopping to engage. And if someone is pursuing you down the street, that really changes the dynamic of what's going on. And I think that you're in pretty good shape if you just keep walking. A final thought that I wanted to share is that the city of Burlington has a great, I don't know whether it's a law or a rule, but it's about solicitation. And it's that people are allowed to approach you, but they're not allowed to harass you or become disruptive. And it's something that if someone does start to cross that boundary or that borderline where they become aggressive or pursue you down the street or make you feel uncomfortable, you can report them.
Yes.
And I like knowing that in the back of my mind because it gives me a really firm parameter on what's allowed in these public spaces. And it might be worth just checking and finding out if your city has an ordinance or a policy that applies. It might help you feel more comfortable if you know your bottom line. Jenna, thank you for asking this question. It's a great one. It's a perennial question. It comes up and it's good to have a chance to address it.